Anyway, 23-26, a billionaire American is threatening to curb his investments in New Zealand if the government passes its foreign buyer ban. Rick Kane has unveiled plans for a new luxury housing development as well as a public golf course, but if he can't entice foreign investors to the luxury pads, it's off the table. Kane also has plans to invest in Queenstown, where the local council has made a submission to the government to be excluded from the proposed ban. Jim Bolt is the Queenstown Lakes District Mayor, and he is with me. Good evening.
Good evening, Larry. How are you?
Very well. How is the proposed foreign buyers ban going to affect your region, do you think?
We think it'll have a very detrimental effect on our region. We have a lot of foreign folk who have moved here, bought expensive houses. They don't compete for ordinary Kiwis in ordinary housing areas. They buy expensive houses and they contribute greatly to our region.
So would it crash the Queenstown economy?
I wouldn't go as far as say it crashed the economy, but it would certainly make a dent in things. These people are the very first people who put their hands in their pockets for philanthropic reasons when we're looking for good-sized donations, and that would make a big hole.
Well, the other thing, as you said, these buyers won't impact on affordable homes, will they?
No. Look, they're, these are folk who are spending $5, $10, $15 million on a house. Then they employ some people to either build it or look after it. They inevitably invest in other businesses around the place. They're just some of our best citizens.
Have you spoken to a number of these people and they're concerned?
Very much. The message I'm getting from these folk is that they bought into their properties in New Zealand on the clear understanding that they were buying on an international market. And if we end up doing what is proposed, we're effectively saying to them, well, you can only sell your property to New Zealanders or Australians. So they're going to be financially affected quite badly, and I understand they're not happy about it. It's, I think effectively New Zealand is treating them poorly.
Do you think that could also affect development, investment into the region?
Oh, yeah, look, you know, the other side of the coin is that we've got a group of foreign investors who are keen to put money into an affordable housing project. I had a letter from them on Friday saying they're having second thoughts about it because of this legislation.
Right, and all these people are boosting the economy, of course. So what do you want? Do you want an exemption from the proposed law, or would you prefer that the proposed law just be dumped?
Look, we'd prefer the law be dumped. I understand entirely what it's aimed at, and I support that. So, you know, let's put it on the table that we want houses to be cheaper for local folk. And I don't think there's a district council doing more in New Zealand for affordable housing than our district is. But however, first up, if the bill is not simply dumped, we'd like a step out to enable expensive properties to be still acquired, and I think a step out might involve also adding to it a contribution to affordable housing as part of the deal of being able to buy a house.
Is there a wider issue here, though, also that your economy relies heavily on employees coming in from overseas? They won't be able to buy a property either, will they? Because,
well, yeah. 1,000% right, and you know, that's another side effect that people are migrating here because we're short of workers. Our unemployment rate in town is 1.9%, they're put off by the fact that they could never buy a house here. I don't think that's right. It creates two classes of citizen.
Thank you, Jim. That is Jim Bolt, Queenstown Lakes District Mayor.